Hey, welcome to another episode of Condor Critics.
Hi, I'm Eli. I'm 13 years old and I like reading.
Hello, I'm Alex. I'm 14 years old. I like vehicles and I like to do stuff with my friends.
My Adventures with Nicholas. This book is called The Alchemist, The Secrets of the Immortal Nicholas Flamel. The author is Michael Scott and the genre is fantasy and thriller. Have you ever wanted to read about the immortal legends with lots of adventure and drama? If so, The Alchemist is your go-to book. It's a lot of adventure that will keep you wanting more. The story starts off normal and human-like until it tragically changes. Sophie just wanted to work in a coffee shop and Josh working in a bookshop. Sophie moved out from behind the counter of the empty coffee shop. They're going into the bookshop, she said into her earpiece. Is Josh still working there? Little do they know that their lives will change when John D makes an entrance to get in possession of the Cortex, or known as the Book of Abraham and the Mage, owned by Nicholas Flamel and his wife, Pernell. It makes them immortal and without that they will slowly start to age and soon die. If in the wrong hands, it could ruin humanity and bring up the Elder Race once again. The world goes upside down, and they're sucked into a universe no normal human has ever seen. I rate this book a 5, firstly because it's very well written and the descriptive detail makes it easier to picture what is happening. I pictured everything. They were very visible and imaginative. I would definitely read the rest of the series. Author made it so that I and many others feel connection with each character in their own way. I felt more of a connection with characters who are more often in the book, like Sarah, Nicholas, Scotty, and specifically Josh and Haycat.
I'm giving this a book a 4 out of 5 because I found it interesting and overall very entertaining book to read. It has a very good storyline and lots of detail. Also, the adventures with Nicholas, Josh, and Sarah go on while trying to protect the Codex. And there is also some solid action, and when there is some, it is very good. So in my opinion, I rate this book a solid 4 out of 5 lemons.
I have a connection with Josh mostly because of his thoughts and feelings. He thinks he's being lied and manipulated by the legend, Nicholas Flamel, but that's only what the evil wants him to think. He still loved his sister, but did she love him? Could she love him now that he was ordinary? He still feels lied to and extremely left out. I also felt another connection with Haycat, or so-called the Goddess of Three Faces. I often have different moods and I change weekly like Haycat.
I somehow had a connection with Josh. He's kind of like me. Like, in a way, he sometimes reminds me of myself, but not really.
I have to find connection in each book I read. There's always a character I can relate to most, but the book specifically took with me and the connection I made with a certain character. It may be empathy or it may be just truly like. This book ended, but my connection with each character did not. The connection is something truly strong and I would not end unless it wasn't real.
I didn't really like how the book came to an end, but it does set up for the other books of the series, which I'd probably read, but it depends on how many pages there are, and if I feel like doing it. But the rest of the book was really good and entertaining, so in the end, I feel like this book ended badly.
Overall, we both recommend this book if you like adventure and modern fantasy. This is the book for you.
Audio Jungle.